Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tech Talk time. Greg Steffen is on some assignment this week in Mongolia. So as a result of that, we're on our own as to figuring out what's going on technologically. I thought we ought to start with a focus on the busy summer travel season, which, as we all know, rapidly approaching. Those deciding to travel by plane may notice a smoother experience thanks in part to a new system being installed at one of our nation's biggest airports. You'll find this interesting, I do, because I'm a traveler in and out of LAX. Let's listen to Brian Osich.
LAX is one of the busiest airports in the world, and operators there need up-to-the-second operations data. That's why a first-of-its-kind system called Siamos from Siemens is being installed. The platform provides real-time critical systems snapshots and aids in the management of airside, landside, and terminal operations. Siemens Corporation's Dennis Rodriguez.
It's a real game-changer in terms of moving the conversation forward about connection between information and decision-making.
By overlapping existing platforms, Siamos provides insight into where to improve process and procedures for maximum benefit. Melody Johnson, Director of Airport and Public Safety Systems for LAX, says this project is important because it provides enhanced information flow and a new level of situational awareness of what's happening at the facility.
With this tool, our operations staff will be able to conduct inspections on a regular basis to ensure that all of our assets are functioning at their optimal level.
For more information, go to usa.siemens.com. That's Technology Now from Siemens.
Today on App Check, with Chop Sushi, you can pay $4 for a confusing puzzle game with awkward chopstick controls, or not.
Sushi.
Chop Sushi. Struck out.
Between the snooze button in the shower, the commute, and the conference call, Starbucks Via makes it easy to enjoy a delicious, rich cup of coffee. Just add water, stir, and sip on your favorite Starbucks coffee right where you are. Starbucks Via. Look for it where you buy groceries.
Think green. Harrison with you. The Army's looking to alternative scanning methods at airports that might soon make the TSA obsolete. The Pentagon is examining large-scale biometric sensors that would scan passengers by examining their expressions, gait, and pose, while looking for abnormal perspiration and changes in body temperature. In short, they're looking at sweat scanners, which will allegedly detect if someone's subconsciously nervous, nervousness becoming manifest in excess body heat, sweating, or nonspecific erratic behavior, they say. Best they tout is that people would be unaware they were being camera scanned. At issue, of course, are false positives when, for instance, people late for a flight are sweating from running to catch their planes, or if you're at the airport already upset, you'd likely be pulled by authorities, which ironically would only make you even more sweaty and upset. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Something today in the something in the way we move.
You just break into song at any given moment.
Singing is a good way to break down some of the frustrations you get, including this one. Supreme Court voted agreed that Facebook can allow the sorts of things that got somebody into trouble for a while. This is a posting on Facebook this fellow threatened to kill another person, and...
More than just one. More than just his ex-wife.
Really? I know there were more than one.
This is just amazing that they threw out a conviction of a Pennsylvania man who made threatening Facebook statements toward his estranged wife, the FBI, a school, and others, mm-hmm. and children, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And the court ruled 8-1 in favor of Anthony Alonis, is his name. The justices decided that Alonis couldn't be convicted merely on the basis that a reasonable person might consider his comments threatening. The court instead said prosecution would be allowed under the federal law that he was accused of breaking only if Alonis himself intended his words to be a threat. Huh. So that's tricky, because then they can just go to him and say, did you mean to threaten them? And he'd say, no, okay, you're off the hook. So this was in 2010. Mm-hmm. His wife left him. Mm-hmm. So written in the form of rap lyrics, he fantasized about killing her, knifing a female FBI agent, and shooting school children.
Yeah,
after the court granted his wife a protective order against him, then he posted, is the protective order thick enough to stop a bullet?
There's a new Nordstrom app that lets shoppers text with sales associates. Is this new or can you do it with other companies? They've created a mobile app called TextStyle, which lets you exchange text messages with sales associates and make purchases based on their suggestions.
I bet you'll be able to do it with other ones.
I'm going to bet pretty soon, yeah, people will take that one out. And good news, Windows 10 is rolling out July 29th. Woo-hoo!
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.